Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we have to not only defend the right to life, but show someone who may firmly believe in abortion how very wrong their arguments are. One of the most popular workshops at our annual convention is what to say in those situations. All arguments for abortion break down into five different categories. Every day this week, we'll take a look at one of these five basic pro-abortion arguments and break down the pro-life response. If you've missed an episode, or if you want to download them to share with others, you can find the entire week online at prolifeperspective.com. All arguments for abortion break down into five different categories. The first argument is, it's not a person or a human being. Sometimes you may hear the argument that the baby is just a blob of tissue, or the products of conception. The list can go on, but the basic argument is that the unborn child is not a human being from the moment of fertilization. Because we know the facts about fetal development, our response, utilizing these facts, is scientifically accurate. Remember, however, that the point of your response is to restore the humanity of the unborn child. Most pro-abortion arguments are made in an attempt to take away the humanity of the unborn child, and by doing so, they hope to reduce her significance. Memorizing just a few fetal facts can help you challenge this argument very easily. First, remember that the fetal heart begins beating at 18 to 21 days after fertilization, that brain waves can be detected at around 6 weeks, and that by 8 weeks, all of the body's systems are present, including little fingers and toes. Most abortions take place between the 8th and 11th week of pregnancy. This is about 6 weeks after the unborn baby's heart began to beat. Don't let the person you're speaking with discount these facts. These are scientifically accurate, medically recognized facts about fetal development. To discount them only means that the person doesn't know how to explain the justification for abortion on an unborn child who has 10 fingers and 10 toes. Another scientific fact is that genetically, an unborn child's DNA is unique. She is genetically different from her mother and genetically different from her father. She is, in fact, not part of the mother's body. This, too, is something that medical science recognizes when treating a mother and her child. The simple answer to all these related questions begins and ends with the irrefutable scientific fact that at the moment of fertilization, two separate cells form one new life, genetically distinct in every way from every other human being on Earth. The color of our eyes, the shape of our hands, even where we put on weight and when we will go bald, was programmed into that one tiny cell that began each of our lives. If you stick with the fetal facts, you can't lose. Appeal to the common sense of the person you are talking to. If you have photos of unborn babies and can show them, or if you have a precious feet pin, be sure to identify them and know the age of the unborn child at that stage of development. In fact, one of the best resources is a brochure called A Baby's First Months that National Right to Life offers. It's small enough to fit in a back pocket or purse and contains full-color pictures of children in utero. By knowing the facts, you can tear down the walls of apathy and ignorance. As always, we've provided resource links at prolifeperspective.com that can help you educate yourself so that you'll be equipped with the answers when the time comes. And if you have any questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.